Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get 4 golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl, on the program.
Yes, indeed. Time to talk to the godfather of Kansas City sports. I think the big voice guy just said that. Frank Bohl, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Go to familyleisure.com or just give him a call, 913-888-7727. That's 913-888-7727. It is a great time to speak to Dennis and the crew, locally owned and operated. That is Family Leisure. Everything that your family is looking to do to have fun, it is at Family Leisure. Theater seating, bar stools, table games, the shuffleboard, the pool tables, everything for your man cave, for watching a movie, for when it gets a little bit hotter, right? But when you want to get outside, pools, hot tubs, grills, every kind of fun that you could possibly have. And, of course, that patio furniture, it's where I got my patio furniture. I can't believe it's 16, 17 years now, some of the pieces we've had. We just keep adding on to it, and you couldn't tell which is stuff we bought 6 or 7 years ago and which is stuff we bought 16 years ago. Just love our patio furniture. Got it at Family Leisure. Check them out online, like I said, at familyleisure.com, or call 913-888-7727. That's 913-888-7727. In fact, my mom, I gotta call out there. She's got a couple of chairs she wants for her deck. She's going to buy the same ones we've got. And so I gotta find out what kind of cushions we can get for mom at Family Leisure. They'll take care of you the way they take care of me and my family, even my mom, shopping out at Family Leisure. Go to familyleisure.com. See them in person at K10 and Ridgeview. Frank Bohl joins us here in the program. Frank, how are you, my friend? Okay.
Okay. I said, how are you? There. How are things? And how was that trampoline?
There we go. Turn the mic.
There we
on.
Go. I know. Yeah.
No.
Being
no.
on better than off works pretty well. Yeah.
Frank's in a different room.
I'm in a different
and
room.
He
it's
needed
not
to turn
Jed.
On his own mic this time.
It's not Jed.
Listen.
That was Jed.
We are doing everything we can to be responsible, social
yes.
distancing. I come to you from my home. Jed from the control room. Curtis from the studio. Frank from another studio.
Yes.
And so, listen, I got one of the best compliments we could get during this time. I mentioned my friend, Dr. Indeberry, my kid's orthodontist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he said to my kids, they said something about Dad working from home. He's like, what? They're like, yeah, he's at home. He's downstairs. It's pretty cool. And he's like, I had no idea. I was like, well, that's
nice.
The best compliment we could get.
Because very good.
We're cramming the crap in the sausage casing real different these days.
You really,
little bit.
In all seriousness, you cannot tell. You cannot tell you're not here.
Well, when you know, listen, everything, technology is a wonderful thing, and we've come so far technology-wise in this business, in this industry. Every now and then it craps the bed. You can tell when I stop talking mid-word. It kind of, you know, suddenly it's, and all of a sudden Curtis goes,
Yeah, that's what usually happens.
Jerry, I think we lost him there. And, Jed, do you want to do your Curtis impression when I drop?
That was actually pretty spot on.
Chewy chomp.
Chewy chomp. Trust me, if you want me to get Soren into a laughing fit for 20 minutes, just let me start doing Mutant Stan from South Park.
Duh, bye, Baba Chomp.
I don't know why. It's
because you can visualize them. That's why.
Well, I can, but you know, I used to think part of it was the look Curtis would get on his face when he does it. but I can't see him now. And it still just crushes me.
Durr, Baba Jump. Hey.
Now Jed is going to fall over in the studio.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a hell of a way to start a Wednesday.
I don't. Oh, God. I'm exercising more, and I did a bunch of ab stuff, and this is not really good.
Not good.
This is not helping.
That'll teach you.
Well, I'll stop.
No, I'll stop with the ab work. That's clearly the problem.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about that, but that just always.
It's a brilliant character. Yeah, it's just so funny. Good. How can you not think that whole thing is not funny?
It is. It is brilliant on their part, but your delivery of it is, like, I think better than actually the South Park one. Like, you know, if they were to, you know, remaster it, I think you should do it. I don't know what
I'll work. I'll do voice work for pay.
Yeah, that's
for a small fee.
Yeah, I've heard. The smallness of the fees has been the problem.
Yes.
Or it's actually been especially the goodness. It's the good news for us here in the program, because it's what keeps you on the program. Otherwise, you'd be doing that all the time.
Especially with all the Business Journal events being canceled. I'll definitely do that stuff for nothing.
Mm-hmm. That does suck. A lot of things suck. But
yeah, trust me, that's what my side money is, way down the list of things that should concern me or anybody else.
I mean, it's not number one.
You depended on that. Yeah, I mean, that was a nice old, you know.
Yeah.
You work at it, too. You work hard at it, too. It's part of your, I'd love to have a talent like that, you know, but I don't. It's just like, you know, my wife, Sarah, she sings at weddings, et cetera, et cetera. Well
that
they're,
went bye-bye.
They're all gone. That's all her side. All her side money is gone as well. So, yep. Stuff.
I hate to break it to you. People just found out she's married to you.
Yeah, I know.
And so it's now it's a no-go. Yeah, that's...
We've been trying to keep that secret. But...
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, my bad. Yeah,
my big mouth. Never mind.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag there. My apologies there. All right, Frank. I am curious. MLB versus MLBPA. If they don't play, what kind of, like, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, does it even matter? Right? I know it matters now, but if they've got an economic fight that they're going to have in a year or two anyway, would it be better to just do it now in a season that's already damaged?
Yes, I do, especially since I don't think either side can win. You know, heard about a little bit earlier today. You know, billionaires versus millionaires. Type thing, you know, people are hurting out there, unemployment's at an all-time high, and, you know, people are struggling just to get by, and, you know, this guy's worried about making $8 million instead of $36 million. And for some of the younger players, you know, the minimum salary's almost $600,000. We'll just round it up. I think it's like $570-something, right in there somewhere. But, I mean, some of those guys may be having a little bit tougher. You still even hear that, you go, God, the guy's making $500,000 a year. But most people, or a lot of people, live to their paychecks. And, you know, it's just one of those situations where those guys are going to battle for that money. And the MLBPA, as we know, is the strongest union in the country. There isn't any union stronger than they are, and they have been against the owners. They've won virtually every battle. And I don't think either side can afford to have a stoppage. But if you're going to do it, this would be the best time to get it all out on the table and get it done. Because if you decide, well, you know, the players go, we're not coming in unless we make X amount of dollars, and the owners are saying, well, we can't afford to have you commit at that, I think the fans are just going to go, I'm done. I've had enough of baseball. Baseball's been ticking me off. The younger people were losing viewers anyway because it doesn't move quick enough. There's not, you know, there's – it just everything we've talked about in the last few years about Major League Baseball, this would not help. And I really feel for the new Royals owners, you know, John Sherman and his entire group. I mean, this is their first go-round at this, and they're going to take a financial beating here. And it's going to be interesting to see who survives this. I'm not saying the Royals ownership won't survive it. I'm just saying that we'll just see who will and who won't. You were talking about one of the other owners. He made all his money through restaurants. He's not getting money back right now. He's not making any money right now. So it's going to be extremely interesting to see how this all plays out. I don't think anybody's going to really be on anybody's side for all practical purposes, but I think it's a mess where it is right now. And at this point, but I think they're going to have some baseball, but at this point, or no, I'm sorry. I think they'd both be crazy if they couldn't settle and play baseball. But at this point, it doesn't look like there is going to be baseball right at this moment today. Not maybe a week from now, maybe if they start to get back in negotiations and try to figure this whole thing out. But as of right now, as of today, it doesn't look like to me they're going to have Major League Baseball.
Well, let's back up. Let me ask you this, because you've covered sports for a long time, as we mentioned. You were there when the Gladiators tried to unionize against the slave owners.
That never worked.
No.
That one didn't work. The Lions won that one.
The slaves unionization never got off the ground well. But you've covered a lot of this. Why do baseball players and owners, why does their relationship seemingly suck so bad? Like, if I had to rank, I've never covered a hockey team, so I'm going to set hockey out. I guess I've never covered an NBA team either, so why am I? I'll set hockey out just because I've spent more time covering the NBA. I don't know. That's a trap by my own stupidity there. But if I were to rank best relationships amongst Players Association and ownership, one would be NBA, two would be NFL, three would be baseball. If I put the MLS into that, and I don't know. I don't have any idea. I mean, the NHL, I guess, I would plug in above the NFL, but kind of right around the NFL, right? Like distrusting, but we usually get it done type of thing. But they've had less labor stoppages. When the NFL had them, there were two big ones in 82 and 87. And then again, it looked like it was going to be big during the one off season they had, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And in the MLS, I would probably put up towards the top, but they're just getting going and making any real money in that league. So it's really, they're just now writing their history. It's just beginning. They're in chapter one, really, of the history of the labor in that one. But without a doubt, baseball sucks, right? Their relationship between owners and players sucks. Why? Why has that consistently been the case? Why do you have a theory on why that sports players and owners don't get along? I mean, like, you know, I had somebody say, you know, well, maybe it's because, you know, all the, you know, somebody was speculating, like, well, they weren't definitive to say, they were just musing, like wondering, well, is it because, you know, African-American players in basketball, well, it's all white owners in basketball, right? Except for Michael Jordan. How many owners in the NBA are black? I don't think it's because of the strong black ownership in the NBA, but they seem to be able to get along pretty darn good. They've had a strike and everything, but for the most part, they seem to be, we know on social issues, they're definitely much closer to each other in handling those compared to the NFL and the Colin Kaepernick situation. What is it with baseball? I mean, that's not it, because it's a largely white sport, right? White and Latin American, yeah, with all white owners, all male white owners. Why does the relationship suck?
Does it go all the way back to the beginning of free agency, way back before the owners could, or before the players had any foothold at all?
And they, you know,
to,
I would,
and they had
I,
to go
I would,
through that entire situation with free agency, and that, I think that started it. I think there was always a big battle, but the players didn't have any power back then. You know, they had no power until they got to a situation where they could. Now free agency, or not having free agency, is illegal. You can't do that. Now you've got to, I can become a free agent, I can go the highest bidder. And then I think baseball started to take a hold at that point, and the players started to no, hey, listen, we've got a real power play here. Let's continue to use this, and let's bring along the young players the same way, and we will continue to use this power with our union against the owners and just keep it going. I don't think they thought they'd ever get this powerful, but they are more powerful than the owners at the moment.
Yeah, I'm a younger me would dispense of like the, well, it started back with this. Well, yeah, but nobody in the game today, no owner owned a team back then, no player was playing back then. And I would summarily dismiss that in my younger days, but having watched the Kansas-Missouri thing, right, never being invested in it,
right,
just but when watching like friends of mine that are Kansas or Missouri fans and have their kids and then how they just teach hatred to their kids, right? I mean, it's even good natured for most of my friends. I don't know anything.
Especially
that.
Distrust.
It's like no. We don't like Missouri.
Right.
That's their kids are 2 or 3 years old, and they already know I don't like Missouri or I don't like Kansas, and so, but that's children. I get that kind of thing in children, right? Kids born into racist families grow up to be racist, right? They're impressioned at a young age, and that's it. These people don't get into the union until they're adults. So to me, the actions that they have experienced should be what they base their opinions on. Right? I think there is something to the handing it down. But like I said, I think the handing it down, the Kansas-Missouri thing gets handed down. You get taught that when you're a kid. Right? We like to see Missouri lose. Okay, that's fun. That's what my family does. We cheer when Missouri loses, or we like to see Kansas lose. We cheer when Kansas loses. That's what we do, because that's what my dad told me when I was 3, when I was 4, when I was 5, when I was 6. But that's not, you know, you're 20 some odd years old when you get to the big leagues and become a part of that Players Association. If anything, when you're in the minor leagues, you don't like the Players Association because they're not doing squat for you. You're making nothing in the minors, and they're not doing anything to help you out.
Yeah, right, but that's where you're trying to help yourself out to get to where they are. And then once you get there, hey, kid, you want to stay? I mean, you know, well, we'll put it this way. Say a kid comes up and he's going to stay. He's got it. He's gonna be a 10-year Major League Baseball player. And then they do pass it down and say, hey, you're on our side. We're with you. Here's the deal. You're going to end up, you know, making this. Here's our minimum salary. This is, you know, almost $600,000 a year, and you are going to be up there making $4, $5, $6 million a year if you're just an everyday middle of the road baseball player. You are going to make big money, but the union, we have to stay strong. We have to stay united together against the owners. The owners are all very rich. Now, they weren't all billionaires back in the day when these kids are growing up. Now they're all billionaires that are owning these teams, and the kids see these guys got a lot of money. They can certainly afford to pay for us as baseball players. I think that's the way they get it. I think they grow up seeing, you know, maybe they saw, you know, now Derek Jeter's out, but they saw Derek Jeter growing up, and as he accumulated his wealth, as he got, but he's Derek Jeter, of course, and he's getting better and better and better and better. Most players aren't going to attain that. They might shoot to be the next Derek Jeter. You shoot for the sun, you land on the moon, you're going to be a pretty good player and make a lot of money playing a kid's game. And I think they see that, and I think they're going to, when they enter the league, they are going to go along with their peers every step of the way. And their peers have passed it down from the peers ahead of them, from the peers ahead of them, from the peers ahead of them. A lot what you were talking about with families. It's the same thing. I think it's been passed down for so long that they're going to line up rank and file right behind their peers.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see how the American players, which in baseball today is largely white,
right?
Mm-hmm. How the American players vote versus how the Latin American players vote. You know, is it a matter of economics? To play the sport of baseball today, you probably came up playing travel baseball, which is not cheap. You know, the major league players of today that are Americans came from largely affluent families, right? Or at least had some level of money. Is it that they come from a background of having more money management skills? And therefore, because they had money to manage, right? If you have no – Jalen Rose was making a great point on ESPN the other day, and they were talking about – and Reggie Bush was saying – was talking about how if you give college kids money to play, they're just going to crap it away because most of them come from impoverished backgrounds, and they don't know how to manage the money. And then he was talking about how, like, they no one made him take money management classes in school and that he crapped away a lot of his money in the NFL when he got at USC, right? He lost his Heisman Trophy for a reason. But that, you know, that they—that's one of the things that if they're going to pay these kids in college, they better have classes for them right away, you know, better money management skills, so that they don't just throw it out the window, and you know, then they don't go to the league, and they, you know, they made, you know, $140,000, and all they got to show for it's, you know, a fancy car.
Right.
You know, I thought Jalen
Rose
still
making payments on it.
Yeah, and I thought Jalen Rose made a great point. He's like, listen, if you didn't ever have it to manage, you didn't learn the money management skills. It was just about surviving to the next check, right? Is it that baseball, they dig in and fight for it more because they've had it? They know the value of it, and they're not just going to – when you say, well, you're not going to get your $1 million, well, so what? Like, I'm fighting for the big picture. They can think big picture because they've been raised in an environment of big picture. So, actually, it's not that there's a negative relation – any more negative relationship. It's that they're down for the fight. They're better suited to fight for every dollar that they can get than the other players' associations are.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's and as far as the Latin American players, or you know, players from the Dominican Republic or wherever they may be from, they just don't know that kind of wealth, but they're going to go along with the rest of baseball at that point. They're not going to fight that issue against their peers. They're just not going to fight. We're going to go along with you. And look, it has been successful. And that's the other thing. Our stance, we have always won. It has always been successful. Now, somebody can go back, well, the strike, you know, you lost all these fans. And yeah, but we won. We won the money battle. And when it comes down to it, it's all about the money. It's all about money every time.
Yeah. I think, you know, I'm not shocked, but every single time I ask a Major League Baseball player who their biggest baseball influence was, every now and then one of them will bring up a high school coach, you know, but almost exclusively dad.
Yeah.
They have a strong father presence in their life. And I'm not saying that, you know, their families are still together. I don't know, there might have been a divorce or whatever, but there always seems to be, and I'm not saying that these are, I'm wondering aloud, are these connected? That there is a strong father influence on what got them into the game. And is that more of their ingrained, more with a, I don't want to say machismo or masculine or, but just the, you know, and listen, a lot of the guys, they tell me their dads are big. I remember David Ace, who's telling me his dad was his biggest influence, and then telling me that he hated his dad when he was in high school because his dad wouldn't let him go out until he'd taken his swings.
Yeah, right.
Until he did his dad wouldn't let him go do this until he'd done his baseball drills. I mean, there was a little bit of Jordan-esque-ness, his dad to him, right? Not how he handled it, his dad's competitive nature and his dad making sure that he put the work in. And, you know, he has a fine relationship, or at that time, I assume still does, had a fine relationship with his dad then. But he's like, oh, no, we had some tough times, me and my dad, because he would not let me go out until I'd taken my swings, you know, in the cage, in the backyard, or off the tee. Like, he had baseball workouts that he had to do, or he couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, right. And it probably kept him on the straight and narrow, and you'll hear a lot of kids will talk about the same thing. And having a father and, you know, maybe a nuclear family at that point also means you're probably in a little bit better financial place than you would be if it was a single parent home. And there would be a little bit more maybe discipline at home or whatever. You could, you know, be able to, you know, you'd have one parent or the other either shuffling off the games, and then, you know, maybe both parents might still end up working, but you'd have two incomes in the family and you'd be a little bit better off, a little bit better, be able to get on a travel team, be able to afford some of the stuff as you go along. Whereas if you were in a single parent home, it makes it much, much more difficult to do those sort of things and sort of stray off the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, you know, as is always the case, it's many factors.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one thing, probably a little bit of all these different things, or maybe none of these things, but a little bit of a lot of things. But I find it fascinating on how they always, and I think it's, you know, fans don't like it, but I think baseball players financially are tougher.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But
Or greedier, however you want to describe it. I think it depends on your perspective. Yeah, they want their dollars.
I think they really, you know, and this is true of any sport. Okay, you can have, you know, the richest owner in the country or the world or whatever, the richest, you know, professional franchise owner in the world, and nobody cares because the guy doesn't play that particular sport. So the players are the sport, and I think baseball knows that, or at least – uses that in their union better than anybody, any other sport in America.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, we'll take a break. Frank Bull is with us. The godfather of Kansas City sports is here. We will come back. We'll get some Frank opinions coming up next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
Doesn't that tire you out after a while? Thinking of absolutely the most clever way to say everything.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Who was the first player to catch a Super Bowl touchdown pass longer than 80 yards? Only been two.
I always want to say Kenny King, but his was like 70-something.
He was right at 80.
So longer than 80.
There have been three 80s, and there have been two longer than 80.
Didn't somebody do it in the Giants-Ravens Super Bowl?
A bunch of kick returns.
I'm going to go with Mark Boerichter.
Correct. No.
Yep.
celebrating a birthday today, Antonio Freeman, 81 yards from Brett Favre, Packers. Patriots, Super Bowl 31.
Antonio Freeman? And who was the other one?
85, Musin Muhammad from Jake DeLome.
Oh, that's right. I knew that one.
So both the two longest were against the Pats.
I saw a birthday today that I assume you've got a question coming up for because you love questions.
There's some good birthdays today.
There are.
There's Hall of Famers everywhere.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Two baseball Hall of Famers, a football Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks for noticing. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, what we were playing for there, the greatest barbecue on planet Earth. That's Joe's Kansas. Maybe there's a great barbecue place on Mars. I don't know. I can't speak to that. But on planet Earth, it's Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. And, of course, if you are staying home, right, doing more grilling yourself, more cooking yourself, get to the Kansas City Barbecue Store, thekansascitybbqstore.com. Sauces, grills, rubs, the smokers, the utensils, and even the meat. The Kansas City Barbecue Store has everything you need. Even some of like the staples you might want to go with it. You can order online or choose the in-store pickup at checkout, and they'll bring it right out to you. So you can do everything where you click at thekansascitybbqstore.com or just give them a call at 913-782-5171. That's 913-782-5171. Take advantage of it, whatever you need to grill like a pro. I grilled out twice over the weekend. Frank, how many times did you?
I grill out almost every night.
Really?
So, yeah. Something usually ends up at a grill, whether it might not even be the, like, you know, burgers or steaks or, you know, sausage or whatever. It might end up being the vegetables or whatever of that sort of. Sarah has them all marinated up, and she throws them on the grill, and they taste so much better. But, yeah, right around there somewhere, always something, not every night, but virtually probably five nights a week.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. I'm proud of you, Frank.
Yeah. Well, I don't do it all the time.
I don't do veggies on the grill. I need to try that. It's
really good.
Okay.
Really good.
Okay. I'll give it a try. Let's get some Frank opinions here. Frank Bull, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Time to start the Frank opinions. Curtis, where do we begin?
Would you go to a game if the attendance was capped at 50% of seating capacity? As in Iowa State.
That's what Iowa State's doing, 50%.
That's what it was an article.
I'm going to say the fans will say yes. Me, I probably wouldn't. But
well, there's no probably for me. I think the fans at 50% are going to say no. I mean, they've heard about people. They've heard about Ohio State doing like 1/6, right? You know, so we're talking about like 15%. I think that's probably where fans are. I think 50% they're going to think is too much.
55-45, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And in anticipation of actually it being no, I also asked the same question at 25%, and wasn't much better on the. I mean, this is, yes, obviously again, but it wasn't that big a difference between 20 and 50 or 25 and 50. 60% said yes to 40% no. Only 5% difference.
Really?
Did you watch the match Sunday? Yes or no?
I recorded it because I was doing something else. I have started to watch it. I'm only through the first hole, but I did not watch it live. But I'll say a lot of people said yes. I'll say yes.
Through the first hole. What are you? One hole?
No.
I'll sit down.
I've only watched it that far today, and I had to come into work. I started to watch it today, and then I turned it off, and I'll come back to it later.
Spoiler alert. They all die at the end.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
It's a sled, just so you know.
Stan comes out on the pit on the course and bludgeons them.
Have you seen?
Chuck comes out with his golf club and starts swinging. Yeah. Kills everybody.
World-class knuckleheads.
What's wrong with you, Tiger?
Get out of my way, Tom Brady.
I'm more perplexed by the idea that, like, have you seen golf before, Frank? Did you think this was something you could get in like 5 or 10 minutes?
No. It took 40 minutes of the broadcast to get to the first hole.
Yeah,
it was raining, and they did all the charity stuff, and I'm zipping through trying to get to the actual, you know, the actual competition.
And yeah, but if you're zipping through, then you didn't take 40 minutes. Actually, you had a decent reason there.
No, I went through and then the first 40 minutes. You know, never mind. It's too hard.
Frank.
It's complicated.
Frank.
Sorry.
Frank.
What?
Stop.
Okay, I'll stop.
You're not getting out from under that rock.
I know. I'm sorry. Jed and I were talking about this earlier. I'm not going to win.
I've got to
call off the jam.
I've got 9 minutes before I got to be in the car. What can I do to kill? You know what? Let's watch a golf match.
Let's watch 18 holes.
Logic that has never presented itself in
not in my brain.
World.
No logic there.
No. Did you watch it? I don't think golf moves the needle enough. I think they're going to say no.
51-49.
Wait, what did Frank say?
Frank said
yes.
Yes. 51-49, okay. No.
Ooh, close.
Did you
never
watch,
doubted it for a second.
Yeah. Did you watch the Lance Armstrong documentary on ESPN?
I did watch that.
I did.
But I will say, a lot of people say no. I think it's going to be no.
Yeah, like golf doesn't move the needle. Cycling's not going to move the needle.
He has a tendency to move the needle. But
yeah, but I think people... Yeah. I don't think they want to watch who they dislike. Like, do you think a Vince McMahon documentary is going to get a bunch of people watching?
Might. Might.
You're both saying no?
Yes.
I'm going to say no, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, it is no. What do you think the number is?
I'll say...
Well, and like I said, I think ESPN should have just backed it up a week. They should have skipped.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend. I think that's what killed it because most people were.
That's a good point. That's a great
were,
point.
Were, you know, treated like a Saturday night, whatever a Saturday night means now to folks. And so I'm going to say it's 75 no.
Frank?
I'll say it's about 55 no.
84% said no. If you didn't watch the Lance Armstrong doc,
did that count? Did I get
yes.
another point?
Oh yeah,
no, you
absolutely.
Didn't get two
no, that's
points.
Definitely okay. a point.
What? Yeah,
extra okay. point. We play for extra credit.
Pencil
here.
Whipped. Okay.
If you didn't watch it, what best describes your reasoning? Forgot, wasn't interested, and one that could be also considered wasn't interested, but I wanted to find out something else. Don't like Armstrong. Forgot, wasn't interested, don't like him.
I'll say don't like since I'm a couple behind here.
You're just one back, Frank.
Thanks, buddy.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, so we're not counting that one then?
No, it counted. You're just one back.
Oh, that's right, because I won the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He did.
Oh. I forgot.
You conveniently forget those.
I forget the ones I don't win.
The pencil whipping, I tell you what, man.
Where would they go? I don't like him. I think it's, what are they again? What are the three?
Forgot, wasn't interested, don't like him.
God, I think this might be like a dead heat. I can hear people saying all three of them. I wasn't interested. I'm going to go with, what'd you say, Frank?
I said don't like him.
I'm going to go wasn't interested.
57% said wasn't interested. 30% said they forgot. 13% because they don't like him. But that says something about the timing of it. 30% of those who would have watched it, or 30% of those people would have watched it, but didn't because they forgot about it.
Yeah.
So that strikes, that speaks to the Memorial Day weekend, yeah, everyone's out doing weekend, stuff. Yeah. That's a pretty significant number of people who might have watched it but didn't.
Or Kay voted 33% of the time. One of the two.
Yeah.
Frank, did you hear yesterday when Curtis let us know he just had no idea it was on because it hadn't been advertised.
It hadn't been out there. Only always.
Only forever.
Only every single commercial break for 5 weekends
and,
of the last.
And
dance.
Every bottom line all day for the last month. Mm-hmm.
Do you put beans in your chili, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that like a...
I posted a picture of my chili, and someone said they didn't like beans in their chili. Actually, a couple
of people.
Is that
like a... That could be... I'm sure not. Say that again.
Sure. Do you put beans in your chili?
Bad beans.
That kind of sounds sexual, you know? I don't
know
how, but like...
It's weird that was the first thing that popped into your head, but...
Listen, I like beans. What can I tell you? I don't even know what we're saying, but somehow it sounds, you know, profane. I do, sure. Who doesn't like a nice bean, huh?
Yeah.
I do, but what do they get? Jeez, male-dominated audience. Meat, more meat. Less beans, more room for meat. I can hear that answer. Do you like beans in your chili?
You put beans in your chili when you make it.
Do you put beans in your chili? I think they're going to say no.
88-12, yes.
Yes! Damn it. Damn it.
Whose side are you on in the negotiations between MLB owners and players? Owners, players. The two obvious choices.
Yeah, thanks for narrowing it down.
Talk show hosts. Well, some people actually responded with right and neither fans. I'm like, not an option.
Just
pick one.
Just
pick one or don't play.
Just, you know, it's not a write-in. You don't get to put, you know, my buddy Phil.
I'll say players.
You know, I think they're going to bitch about the players, but they're all fans of the players. So I think they're going to actually say players here.
66-34 players.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you listen to the vocal folks that will call a talk show host, it's that's not what it sounds like. That's a good.
They always
that's
seem
a good
to
one.
Side with the players, for some. Well, like I said,
no, they side with the owners,
millionaires. You know, but
yeah, they side with the owners. I think, but I think that's a good poll, at least verbally. I think that's what they do. Like, when you take calls, it's like, I mean, I played in college and I didn't make a dollar. And, right. You know, I'd play that game. You know, I'd go to the softball. I play twice a week and I pay to play. You know, you get those calls.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that poll is a good one to balance out our psyche. That may be what the vocal, you know, hey, I'm going to wait 15 minutes on hold to say what I want to say on a talk show, you know, or I'm going to get my phone out and tweet. But in reality, when people just, you know, answer, okay, here's what it is, they go for the player. So I think that's interesting.
Best number 29 for the Chiefs, Albert Lewis, Eric Berry.
Well, most
did
of
anyone write not. In Mark McMillan?
No, they did not.
Okay. Mighty Mouse.
I have three of these that were my toughest for my best by number. These are the three toughest ones that I thought were entertaining. There were a lot of close ones that weren't entertaining.
What's the score, Jed?
It's 5-4 right now. Seren in the lead. Curtis, where can you find that Best by Numbers?
Sports at a10whb.com.
Oh, thank you.
Go to the A10WHP website.
Yep. My favorite 29 was Albert Lewis, but I think the fans now will say Eric Berry.
Yeah, I think recency bias.
Yeah, recency. Mine was Albert Lewis.
61-39, Albert Lewis.
Really?
Man. Yep.
Just stuck by my guns.
Not bad. I'll ask some of these next week as well. Two more left.
If you weren't such a coward, Frank.
I know. I would have sided with my guy. I loved Albert Lewis. I loved him.
All right. Two more left. They're kind of fun. There was a thing on Twitter this week inviting people to, quote, ruin a band name by changing one letter. Which of these four results is the best? The Why? Poo Fighters? Guns and Moses? Or Public Enema?
Oh, God.
I already know mine. I got mine. Oh, my God. I'm one behind. I'm going to take Public Enema.
Yeah, that's where I was going too. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm going to go Public Enema. That's going to win.
56% said Public Enema. Poo Fighters,
Guns
21.
Guns and Moses is really good.
Only 9% took Guns and Moses. They finished last. And finally, SpaceX and NASA have scrubbed today's attempt at launching astronauts from American soil for the first time since 2011. What was the most likely reason? Out of gas, flat tire, couldn't find keys, couldn't agree on music.
All right. First of all, since Elon Musk is the guy doing this, like, shouldn't it be electric?
It should be. I got to plug it in.
It was scrubbed after they had fueled, I believe. I saw that earlier.
By the way, I just lost one of my What in the Worlds, but that's all right, Curtis.
Oh.
It's okay. We'll do
Tesla,
three.
He's the guy who has the Tesla, and he has SpaceX. Why can't he marry those two technologies together?
He named his kid an algebraic equation.
Which stands for ASH. It stands for ASH.
Giving him too much credit for logic.
Yeah, that kid's
the extension
have a tough
cord
road.
Wasn't long enough.
Gonna have a tough road.
No place to plug in on the way to the ISS.
Yeah, growing up a billionaire's son, that's gonna be a real tough road for that kid to hoe.
Rough deal.
He better be homeschooled.
A lot of fun to him.
He better be homeschooled.
Whatever. Hey. That kid'll buy his own friends. I bet he'll be just fine.
Yeah, well, he might.
His dad will create virtual friends.
He might have a few hoagies stuffed down his pants. Friends. At lunch.
If he's lucky.
Oh, my God.
Can't think of anything better, could you, Curtis?
No.
Just had one. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to have hoagies
man.
In your pants? Ooh,
gosh,
boy.
I was such a reject in school. If only someone could have just stuffed food down the front of my pants, and I felt so much more important. Good times. Good times.
It's like, haze being hazed.
All right. We're up against the clock. Pick.
What are my
We're cutting
options?
Out of Joe Sheehan's time. Out of gas, flat tire, couldn't find the keys, couldn't agree on the music.
Couldn't find the keys.
Out of gas.
46% said they couldn't agree on the music. 34% said couldn't find the keys. And exactly 10% each said out of gas and flat tire.
So I get another one.
You get another one. Being by two.
I get another one. Very nice. All right, we'll take a break. What in the world, Seren? How stupid am I in current events? It's next here in the program.
The Program with Seren Petro.
He's one of the great human beings in the world, much less a young man. Or maybe he's not so young anymore. But
weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, Frank, what in the world, Seren? What do you got for me?
All right, buddy. What did the California government do to shut down the Venice Beach skate park because of overcrowding?
They bombed it.
No, they poured tons of sand all over it. The kids went out and shoveled and swept all off and went back to skating.
Wow.
What New England state has just one COVID-19 patient? Northeastern state, New England.
Huh? Rhode Island?
No.
Rhode Island.
Vermont.
Oh, wow.
Partiers at the Lake of the Ozarks have been asked to do what?
Quarantine.
Yes, self-quarantine. And what New York City financial center has finally reopened?
Oh, geez. Wall Street?
Yes, New York Stock Exchange. Finally back.
There you go. Yeah, close enough. I'm going to take it. I'm going to call it a win.
Oh, you win.
Frank, great.
That's a win all
great
the
talking
way,
to you, buddy. We'll do it again next week.
You too. Talk to you later.
Joe Sheehan's next.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Shell. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, who's the only player in MLB history to have 2,000 hits and 400 homers with a career batting average under 250? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.